NDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 81. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 58. Mainly clear skies and quiet. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 82. Cloudy. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Overall consumer prices during April, 8.3% higher than a year ago, and America's families can expect inflation to continue pressuring their wallets for the next few years. That's the conclusion from the American Farm Bureau economists who analyzed the inflation numbers in the latest Market Intel report. They expect inflation to stay above 5 or 6% for the foreseeable future. The report says too much money was created by the Feds, mostly in 2020, and it is inevitably turning into inflation. They said, thankfully, the Fed began steps to address it, but it will likely take a few years to approach the long-term target of 2% per year, the report says. It also says the Fed injected $6.4 trillion into the economy between March 2020 and the end of 2021. That is a 42% increase in the money supply in 22 months, which is simply too much money to be absorbed by economic growth. Farmland values continue to increase at a rapid pace through the end of 2021. Now, alongside sustained strength in farm income and credit conditions, the Kansas City Federal Reserve said the value of all types of farmland was over 20% higher than last year. The recent strength in agricultural real estate markets have been supported by strong demand, historically low interest rates, and vastly improved conditions in the farm economy. Lenders say the outlook is mostly favorable for agriculture in the 10th District, but rising input costs are a risk to the sector. The possibility of weaker ag income and higher interest rates in the economy remain risks for farmland markets. Now, even with the uncertainty around input cost, lenders expect favorable conditions in the economy to support farm finances and lead to more gains in farmland values during this year. Now, despite the risks, the Feds say ag appears to be well-positioned in the year ahead. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Around 4:30 a.m. on Sunday, Wichita Police Department received a call about a fight happening near the Keeper of the Plains. As officers arrived on the scene, a shooting call came in near Central and Nims. They said that at one point there was a crowd of about 20 to 40 people at the scene and several shots were fired, possibly from multiple guns. Officers located a 20-year-old man in the parking lot with a single gunshot injury. They also found a second person with two gunshot injuries. Both were taken to the hospital and both are expected to survive. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 316-267-2111. Friday afternoon, the Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2008 Dodge Charger driven by Ralph E. Venata, 85 of Holcomb, was southbound in the 2400 block of Holcomb Lane. The car traveled left of center and the driver overcorrected. The vehicle then left the roadway to the right and overturned. Venata was pronounced dead at the scene. He was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the KHP. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
At approximately 2 a.m. Sunday morning, Wichita police were dispatched to a disturbance with shots fired near Lincoln and Crestway in Wichita. That's according to Officer Trevor Macy. As officers arrived in the area, they located a 32-year-old man walking eastbound on Lincoln at Pershing with three gunshot wounds. EMS transported him to an area hospital for treatment of serious injuries. He is expected to survive, according to Macy. Police investigators located a shooting scene in the 800 block of South Crestway. The victim did not cooperate with investigators. Authorities are investigating a fatal accident that occurred just before 10 p.m. Sunday in Finney County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a vehicle was northbound on Pierceville Road at Plymel Road and hit a deer. The vehicle traveled off the road to the right, rolled, and came to rest on its top. The KHP has not released the name of the victim or the details. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Nebraska State Patrol says investigators believe a broken bow woman found dead in her home early Friday morning was killed by her ex-husband, who later killed himself. The patrol says in a news release that police found the body of 45-year-old Angie Miller in her broken bow home just before 2 a.m. on Friday and suspected her ex-husband, 41-year-old Ryan Miller, of killing her. The patrol says Ryan Miller was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound about 3 hours later in an Anselmo pasture. They did have three children. Nebraska has agreed to pay $479,000 to the family of a talkative Scotts Bluff man who was strangled to death in 2017 by a fellow inmate who didn't want a cellmate. The lawsuit filed by Terry Berry Jr.'s family against prison officials, they argued, were responsible for the 22-year-old's death because they put him in the same cell as Patrick Schroeder, was dismissed last week after both sides agreed to a settlement. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week heard an update from the American Rescue Plan Grant Administrator regarding premium pay. The board has discretion on who receives premium pay, which can include former employees as well as employees who have already received COVID bonus pay. Engineering fees for the new jail project cannot be paid out of rescue plan funds, as the jail itself is considered a gathering place. However, fees may be used for COVID-related accommodations as that project progresses. Public Works Administrator reported it would probably be mid-June when Hall Brothers get started resurfacing the back parking lot at the courthouse. County Councilor drafted a letter to the Department of Transportation regarding curves on North Highway 99 safety issues. No further action was taken at this time. Tax sale publication is complete, allowing a consent judgment through district court. They will then be able to proceed with a tax sale. Plans are underway for the Northeast Kansas County Officials meeting, which will be hosted by Marshall County September 23rd. The board briefly discussed the jail project. USDA pre-application has been completed, and the board will meet with representatives regarding interest rates soon. Washington County Community Foundation will host Match Madness Tuesday, May 17th. Contributions that day will be matched up to 50% with a $7,000 pool through Citizens National Bank, Central Valley Ag, and HERS Machine. Online donations may be made through the organization website, WashingtonCountyCF.org. They may be mailed to P.O. Box 24 at Washington, dated no later than Tuesday, and cash or checks will be accepted through any Community Foundation board member. They include Clarice Oldie, Chad Hilton, Mary Spence, Stephen Hendrickson, Doris Naniga, Deborah Hattisall, Mike Peters, William Slaughter, Deborah Tillinghast, Tinny Ulick, Steve Wieters, or Shelley Baxter. Proceeds may be directed to the Washington County Opportunity Fund, which underwrites annual grants to local nonprofits, or the Administrative Fund, which supports the organization efforts. Again, their website for more information is WashingtonCountyCF.org. Nemahal County Commissioners heard an update from the Planning Commission at their last week's meeting. They've identified the different special interest groups and plan to interview them to understand what they consider to be the key issues affecting Nemahal County. Kylie Bergstrom with the Seneca Chamber of Commerce advised several local counties are interested in applying for historic byway status for the Pony Express route through Kansas. This could include Nemahal, Marshall, and Washington counties. A break-in at the Marysville Chamber Main Street office at 617 Broadway was reported May 3rd. An inside window was broken, a small amount of cash, and a check were taken. Anyone with information regarding that afternoon is asked to contact authorities. An arrest was made in connection with an arson charge, the damage to a car in Marysville May 6th. The vehicle owned by Renee Perez of Marysville was parked at an apartment at 907 North 15th Street. Witnesses were able to identify Nicholas McMillan of Home City, who was later arrested by authorities. His bond was set at $75,000, with charges to include two counts of felony criminal threat, misdemeanor battery against law enforcement, and criminal damage to property. Nemahal County Sheriff received a call last week reporting a vehicle theft at 103 North Street in Seneca. Shortly after that, a call was received reporting a theft of multiple lawnmower keys from 12 East North Street in Seneca. A second vehicle was reported stolen later in the day from 847 146th Road, Seneca. The investigation is ongoing. There is a suspect in custody. In a case that may or may not be related, Marysville police also report that a vehicle was reported stolen last week. They advise residents not to leave keys in the ignition or the vehicle when parked. Lean A. Digg, age 87, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 5 until 7. At the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Arlene Digg. Doris M. Dottie Dice, age 68, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge for Dottie Dice.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying calm and sunny today before a chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout Tuesday. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the mid 80s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 80s throughout Kansas, and the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Missouri. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 50s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 50s throughout Nebraska, the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 50s throughout Missouri. A chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s throughout Iowa, the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Missouri. Showers and thunderstorms will continue throughout Tuesday night and clear up throughout Wednesday, and sunny throughout Thursday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-May, 76. Record high on this date, 98. The average low, 54. The record low, 34. Sunset this evening, 8:34. Sunrise in the morning at 6:13. Half to an inch of rain widespread across the area early Sunday. We were just shy of 70 hundredths of an inch here at studios in Marysville.
What is the largest denomination of U.S. currency? Some fun facts about your folding money on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 16th, the 136th day of the year. Actress Deborah Winger has a birthday, and the nickel turns 156 years old. The Treasury authorized minting of the 5-cent piece on this day in 1866. What's the largest denomination of U.S. currency in circulation? The Treasury says you could find a $10,000 bill, and it is legal tender. Bills larger than $100 have not been printed since 1969, but there are some larger denominations still circulating. The Federal Reserve destroys them as they receive them. If you should spot a 10G bill, you'll know it by smiling countenance of one of Solomon P. Chase, Abe Lincoln's Treasury Secretary, along with all the zeros, of course. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Cook & Company proudly salutes the United States military and is grateful for their courage and dedication. Cook & Company in Seneca, with the widest selection of interior and exterior wood doors, is celebrating 30 years in business. With expanded employee benefits, including Blue Cross Blue Shield Health, Delta Dental, and Disability.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. The Wichita State softball team had an earlier exit than expected from the American Conference Tournament, but their spirits were lifted on the flight home. Wichita State earned an at-large bid for the 2022 NCAA Regional. The Shockers are headed to the Fayetteville Regional as the number 3 seed. This will be Wichita's 6th NCAA Regional appearance and second straight. The Shockers join Arkansas, Oregon, and Princeton. The action starts Friday with a doubleheader. The first game will be Arkansas and Princeton at 6 o'clock, followed by Wichita State and Oregon on ESPN Plus at 7:30 p.m. Washburn's baseball team is going dancing as well for the first time in program history. The Bods finished in second place in the MIAA tournament, helping them get a 7 seed in Central Region number 2. Number 7 Washburn will play number 2 Southern Arkansas on Thursday at 3 p.m. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buyout, a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Salvador Perez hit a go-ahead two-run single in the ninth inning, and the Royals recovered from blowing a six-run lead to beat the Colorado Rockies yesterday 8-7. Bobby Witt Jr., Whit Merrifield, and Emmanuel Rivera homered for the Royals, who took 2 of 3 from Colorado. The Royals will now head home to start a five-game series with the Chicago White Sox starting tonight at 7:10 p.m. Another former Kansas City Chief is heading to Miami. Former Chiefs defensive end Melvin Ingram has signed with the Dolphins and will join former Chief Pro Bowler Tyreek Hill. Melvin Ingram joined the Chiefs in the middle of last season after being traded by the Pittsburgh Steelers, playing 9 games with the team. During that time, he notched 15 tackles, 1 sack, and 1 forced fumble while with the Chiefs. He also provided a boost for the Chiefs' pass rush that was struggling. The Chiefs placed an unrestricted free agent tender on Ingram just a few weeks ago, offering him a 1-year contract worth $4.4 million. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
If you're 50 or over, it may be time to switch your auto and home insurance. The AARP Auto and Home Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Discover rates, benefits, and service designed for AARP members, plus extra savings when you insure both your auto and home. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Or visit copelandinsurance.net. Certain policy features not available in all states. Applicants are individually underwritten. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Game time is the perfect time to fire up a Traeger grill. You can bake a pizza, smoke wings or ribs, or grill steaks. This grill can do it all. Traeger is the original wood pellet grill, and with a full 3-year warranty, makes Traeger grills the best-selling pellet grill on the market. Cromie Lumber in Marysville carries a full line of Traeger grills, accessories, spices, and pellets. Always wanted to try a Traeger before you buy? Then stop in at Cromie Lumber and ask for details to check out their loaner, Little Texas Elite, for a weekend. Only at Cromie Lumber, 609 Carolina in Marysville.
Priced right and ready to move, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2010 Chevy Equinox and a 2005 Buick Rendezvous. Each is priced under $7,000. The 2010 Chevy Equinox is a V6. It's a local one-owner trade. They have a 2005 Buick Rendezvous. Again, priced right, ready to go at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville. If you can imagine it, you can achieve it. If you can dream it, you can become it. Congratulations to the class of 2022 from Marysville High School, from these KNDY Sports Booster Club members, Alliance Insurance Agency, Free CPA, United Bank and Trust, JD Construction, Legacy Carpet Cleaning, Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, Sunflower Community Credit Union, Dave's Body Shop, Blue Valley Technologies, GWBF Ball, and Kinsley Mortuary. This year's graduates include Garrison Craig, Chasey Farley, Faith Flower, Grace Fredrickson, Jacob Hafley, Brady Haverkamp, Trenton Heston, Molly Hoyer, Kimberly Holmes, LaShoy Hornbeek, and Alicia Housley. A salute to the seniors in this year's class from Marysville High School, from our KNDY Sports Booster Club members, and congratulations to our scholarship winner, Grace Schroller. The Bulldog Report airs Monday evenings on KNDY in the service of Galloway, Wiggers & Brenninger Law, Rainbow International, Kramer Oil and CJ Express, and RX Drug Store.
Add year-round interest to your garden with Thin Man Indian Grass. This cultivar of a North American native is more drought-tolerant than its Midwest and East Coast counterparts. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This selection of Indian grass was collected near Clovis, New Mexico, propagated, and selected as one of the 2017 Plant Select introductions. This brand of plants is designed to flourish in challenging conditions, providing more beauty with less work. Thin Man Indian Grass has a narrow upright growth habit, as the name implies. It grows about 72 inches tall and only 24 to 30 inches wide. The blue-green foliage adds interest throughout the growing season and is topped by golden bronze flowers in late summer. You'll enjoy watching the songbirds and other animals that come to feast on the seeds. Already in zones 4 to 9, this plant tolerates a wide range of soils. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Many farms have a long legacy of working the land. Just outside Wapaka, Wisconsin, you can find a dairy that traces its history to the days before the Civil War. Part of that history is a unique item that is passed down from each generation as they begin to manage the operation. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Ron Brooks can trace the lineage of his farm back to his great-great-grandfather.
He was in Lowell, Massachusetts, working on a cotton gin, and in 1853 came to Wisconsin. We have the paperwork that Luther had when he got the 160 acres under the Homestead Act signed by President Polk.
His great-great-grandfather, Luther, had stories of those who held this land before his homestead claim.
The Menominee Indians were on this land and were forced into a reservation west of here in Nakusa. They were given the opportunity or the right to still harvest wild rice in what is now Lake Poygan. Our farm happens to be about the halfway point.
The Native Americans would stop on Ron's farm in the 1850s, going to and from that lake as a place to camp for the night during their long journey.
The Native Americans just never really wrapped their heads around land ownership. Like water, they felt land was something that you couldn't own. And arrows were flung, shots were fired. I don't think anybody ever got killed or wounded. But finally, cooler heads prevailed, and they sat on top of this hill behind us, and they smoked a peace pipe.
That pipe is a part of this farm's long history.
And that peace pipe has been a rite of passage on this farm. Everybody that's owned the farm, except my father, has had this peace pipe in their possession when they were running the farm.
Ron says his father was skipped because when he was a child, they caught him playing with the peace pipe as if it was a tomahawk, which it resembled. So his grandfather decided to give it straight to his grandson, Ron. Ron had quite a relationship with his grandfather, and his last words to him are ones you won't want to hear. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Wapaka, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCray.
Auction for Daryl Totten will be held Saturday, May 21st at 414 C Street in Greenleaf starting at 10 a.m. Yard equipment includes a 1948 Alice Chalmers G tractor, a like-new PJ two-wheel flatbed trailer, a John Deere 425 lawn tractor, and a Dixon and Toro Titan zero-turn mower. Lots of antique radios and related equipment along with other households to sell. For complete listings and pictures, go to BoughtRealtyAuction.com. Again, that's May 21st at 10 a.m. in downtown Greenleaf. Auction conducted by Bought Realty and Auction.
Peonies are a beloved spring flower, and the ants love them too. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Don't spray the flowers because ants and peonies are beneficial to each other as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Peony flowers are blooming and providing spectacular color displays. You may be shocked to find ants crawling all over them, but ants on the plants is a good thing. Michelle Warmond is a professor of plant science and technology at the University of Missouri. She says ants are drawn to peonies because of their nectar, which is a food source for the ants. It's secreted by tiny glands on the green sepals that cover the flower buds before they open.
When a scout ant finds the nectar on a peony flower, it emits a pheromone or an odor trail on the way back to its nest. At the nest, the scout alerts other ants of this food source, and then the recruited ants follow this odor trail back to the nectar on the peony flowers.
She says it's a myth that peonies require ants to bloom, and the ants don't provide pollination. However, they do have a mutualistic relationship. The peonies provide food for the ants, and in return, the ants protect the blossoms from other insects that feed on the flowers. The ants are there only temporarily and don't do any harm to the peonies. But if you want to cut the flowers and bring them in the house, you probably don't want the ants hitching a ride.
After you cut them, you can hold them upside down by the stems just below the flower bud and give them a good shake outside. Or you can also gently rinse them with water to rid them of the ants.
Here's something to wow your friends with. Peonies are in a group of plants known as myrmecophytes, which means ant plant. Learn more about peonies at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Planting in a weedy field? Not a good idea, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Regardless of whether a farmer is planting a corn crop or a soybean crop, ideally all weed vegetation has been controlled prior to planting.
That's Aaron Hager, University of Illinois Extension weed specialist. Planting has been behind schedule in a lot of the United States, but Hager emphasizes the need to plant weed-free if at all possible.
We understand the urge to plant is there. We'll try to get the seed in the ground, try to get the herbicide and the weeds under control later. But just remember, these weeds now, especially these winter annuals, are very well established. They're very, very large and begin to adversely impact crop yields very quickly.
And says Hager, if you purchased your chemicals months ago, make sure they match up with your current need.
Whatever that herbicide is that we have selected, be aware whether or not it has to be applied before that crop begins to emerge. In other words, is it a pre-only, or might other products allow for either a pre-only application and or an early post-application?
My thanks to the Illinois Extension Radio News folks for use of the audio clips. For a link to the full interview with Aaron Hager, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Blue Valley Trailer Sales in Waterville is your authorized Hustler dealer. They offer a full line of residential riding lawnmowers from 42 to 72 inch decks. Manufactured in Heston, Kansas, Hustler mowers are designed to give you unmatched strength and durability, and they're packed with performance features you will appreciate. Look over the complete inventory today of Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailer Sales in Waterville and get the riding mower designed to get the job done at a price you can afford.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, combine clinics held by Case IH dealers offer farmers a chance to learn about the latest harvesting tactics. And Jim Franceschetti, product marketing manager for harvesting parts at Case IH Parts and Service, says the clinics are half or full day events, bringing dealers, suppliers, brand representatives, and local producers together.
Not only from the dealership personnel, whether it's a service technician there or someone from the parts counter, maybe even the dealer principal themselves, but additionally representatives from Case IH. Typically, we'll do our best to support those and have some product specialists be there to really make sure that this is a great opportunity for the producers to learn as much as they can in such a refined time where they have all these different subject matter experts at their disposal. They're hosted at the local dealerships, and they provide great insights into not only the combine and getting ready for harvest, but learning about different tips and recommendations that they can do to make sure that they have the best upcoming harvest season.
Attendees will learn how to properly set their combine and headers for your unique field conditions, while also learning valuable tips on how to achieve a more productive harvest overall.
It's going to start with some of the basics, so making sure you understand all the safety features of the combine, as well as how to calibrate the machine. So I think really it's a good opportunity to have some open discussion, not only with all the subject matter experts, but some of the producers' peers. They maybe have the opportunity to learn from other producers about different settings or things that are common for the field conditions in that area, or different tips and tricks that they may learn from each other. In addition to that, you'll also have the chance to learn about new technology. So anything new or different with the combines or any of the parts and enhancements that can be made to the combine.
For more information on some of these combine clinics, you can talk with your local Case IH dealer. But again, it was Jim Francischetti with Case IH Parts and Service. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty Accord has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty Eck Ford has them all. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit plus taxes. Fees not all qualified. Limited term financing. Offers cannot be combined and expired months later.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The 2022 Soybean Yield Guide from Agricultural Economic Insights looks at the potential range of possibilities for this year's soybean harvest. David Widmar is an ag economist who says the soybean yield guide looked a little different from the corn yield guide.
Soybeans have this opposite phenomenon than corn did. With soybeans, the trend yield or the USDA's initial yield estimate is going to look a little bit lower than what we might initially expect. Why? Because we've had some really big yields in the last few years. In fact, only one year since 2014 has been below the trend line. Right now, the USDA is going to initially in February, they're probably going to carry that over into May, had a yield starting at 51.5 bushel per acre. And that's going to seem relatively low considering the bigger yields we've had in the last few years.
Well, based on his interactions with customers from different parts of farm country, he is noticing some pessimism when it comes to the 2022 soybean crop and getting to that USDA trend line.
Well, I think it's always an important question to ask is, when do we know anything beyond the trend yield? When can we start dialing in and really forecasting yields? From the Ag Forecast Network and the yield challenge that we have going on, where farmers and agribusiness professionals are thinking about where might the final yield outcome for corn and soybeans be here in 2022, we can already tell you that there's a little bit of pessimism between the slow planting, the wet conditions in the east, and the dry conditions in the west. Everyone's already kind of calibrating their thinking that, you know, these trend line yields might be a little hard to reach here in 2022.
Now, from an analytical standpoint, he says it's hard to know if the pessimism is warranted yet, but he says the stakes are very high for this 2022 crop. That is an Ag Business Update. Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringstorff. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and want. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
Deciding on the best time of day to cut hay depends on the weather, the climate where you live, and did I say the weather? On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Of debate among farmers is when to cut hay. Should you do it in the morning or afternoon? When you look at plant physiology, forages create carbohydrates during the daylight hours through photosynthesis. It's at a higher rate than the plant needs for growth and maintenance during the day, so sugar content is generally higher at dusk. However, the difference in sugar content between late evening and early morning is minor. Dennis Hancock is a state extension forage specialist at the University of Georgia. He says your climate is the key factor in timing when to cut hay.
Because if you are able to cut without any risk of rain, then the best time to cut would be in the evening, particularly in an arid climate where even overnight, even though the temperatures are not as high, the relative humidity is low, and so the moisture gradient pulls moisture out of the crop even overnight.
In humid parts of the country where rain is more frequent, Hancock recommends cutting hay in the morning. But he says the weather trumps any strategy for time of day cutting because the greatest risk to hay curing and forage quality is rain damage.
You wake up one morning and the weather forecast has 3 days of good drying conditions and 30-40% chance maybe in day 4 or 5. It's better to go ahead and take full advantage of those 3 days that you know you've got really good drying conditions. The weatherman has pretty good skill at predicting days 1 through 3, but after about day 3 or so, their skill goes down.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about cutting hay in the morning versus the afternoon at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Amanda Hoosier going through a Monday today. Market's wrapping up in just a little bit. Been pretty consistent on the board today. Grains are still mostly higher on the day as they continue to climb slowly. The livestock has climbed a little bit as well, with some green in the live cattle and the lean hogs. Feeder cattle still struggling a little bit going through the day. And the corn market definitely seen a bit of an uptick over the last hour or so. As July corn's up 24 cents right now at 805 even a bushel. September corn's up by 16 and three quarters at 1774. And a quarter. And the wheat market, big numbers here throughout the day today. They've been consistently high as July's up by 70 cents on the day at 1352. September's up by 69 and three quarters at 1353, even a bushel. And the bean market, mostly higher here. July soybeans are up 6 1/4 cents at 1652 and three quarters. August up by 9 cents at 1604 and a half. In the meal side, July is up $2.80 at $4.12.10. And the bean oil for July is down $1.04 at $82.75. Over in the cotton market, a little bit of green here as they've seen a bit of a jump over the last hour. July cotton's up $5.30 right now at $150.50. October cotton's also up $1.87 at $136.57. In the oats market, mostly higher here as July oats are up 16 and a quarter. At 634, even a bushel. Real quick in the livestock markets, mostly higher here for the live cattle as June live cattle's up $1.10 at 133.17. Feeder cattle are struggling just slightly on the day right now with May down 55 cents at 157.32. August feeder cattle also down 70 cents at 167.32. Lean hogs mostly higher with June up by $3.37 at 104.12. Over in the U.S. dollar index, they had a decent week last week. U.S. dollar index for June today, though, is a little bit lower with June down 19 cents at 104.42. We have the 30-year bonds in the green slightly, sitting at 139.31. 10-year notes are up slightly at 119.20.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty at Ford has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty Eck Ford has them all. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit for tax and fees not all qualify. Long-term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Soybean planting season is underway, and producers should be mindful of soil nutrient availability to the new crop. K-State crop nutrient specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz discusses the possible use of starter fertilizer for soybeans. The main objective here is to assure that the stand has adequate early access to phosphorus and potassium.
In the case of soybean in particular, when we talk about starter fertilizers, traditionally we don't think about high probability of response like we tend to see in corn. However, the key is again here, what is available in the soil, what is the soil test level, and whether or not we see that we will have that probability of response. And yes, in the case of low testing phosphorus, potassium, and other nutrients, we have the potential to see significant response in soybean, response that can translate ultimately to significant yield benefits.
Using starter fertilizer can help producers make sure that their soil has good fertility to assist soybean plant growth. A pre-application soil test can confirm that.
What often happens is that we tend to have higher fertility levels to other crops in the rotation, either corn or wheat, and then soybean can be very efficient in terms of using residual fertility. However, if we are slightly low on nutrients because of high yielding and high removal from previous crops, this is one way to essentially complement these nutrients. Even though if soil testing are close to optimum, again, it is one way to complement that fertilizer, and especially to avoid going to the other extreme, and again, thinking about high removal rates for soybeans, especially high-yielding soybeans, we can have a significant impact in drops in soil tests if we are not complementing. And so again, in this case, one way to avoid significant drops in soil tests and complement that fertility will be starter fertilizers.
Diaz also reviews the sensitivity of soybean seeds to fertilizer and the importance of avoiding direct contact with the seed.
Soybean seeds are very sensitive to potential damage from fertilizers. And in-furrow application of fertilizer is typically not recommended because of the risk of having some potential damage. And so we need to keep that in mind. And so from that standpoint, essentially we're looking at either a 2x2 application or a dribble on the surface. Those are good options. And obviously we do have flexibility in terms of the rate of application because we are not putting that fertilizer with the seed.
And that was K-State crop nutrient specialist Dorvar Ruiz Diaz on applying starter fertilizer to soybeans at planting time. Ask your local Extension agricultural agent for more information on this practice. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Of country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.